This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We begin today's program with a question: how significant are the international rifts that have emerged from the standoff with Iraq? The member states of the United Nations are divided this weekend over whether weapons inspection should continue in Iraq or whether military action led by the United States and United Kingdom should begin. On Monday, the UN Security Council will receive the report of the United Nations weapons inspectors. But disagreement over what to do next has already chilled relations between the United States and two of its closest allies in Europe. This week, Germany and France made a firm case for more inspections. If France remains opposed and Russia reluctant, the U.S. would not be able to win a vote of the UN Security Council. Amid gathering international opposition to war, the Bush administration now says it will wait perhaps several weeks before pushing for a decision from the Security Council, but the administration has also made it clear that the United States reserves the option to act without consensus from the UN. Eric Rouleau is the former French ambassador to Tunisia and Turkey. He's currently a journalist and joins us from Paris. Thanks for being with us.
I'm here in Paris.
And Edward Peck is the former U.S. Chief of Mission in Iraq and was Deputy Director of the State Department's Programs for Covert Intelligence and Anti-Terrorism under the Reagan administration. Ambassador Peck, thank you very much for being with
us. It's a pleasure, sir.
Monsieur Rouleau, help us understand the depth of this disagreement between France and Germany and the United States and the United Kingdom. I think we can recall a couple of months ago the French weren't wild about it but wound up supporting the U.S. in the end.
Yes, I must start by saying that in spite of what is being written all over in the American press, there's a lot of sympathy in France and in Europe for the United States, and a lot of feeling of solidarity, which has started, as everybody remembers, during the Second World War. People are very grateful for what the United States has done for Europe. So there's no anti-American feeling in this country. What is happening, to the surprise of many observers like me, is that public opinion has turned against this new American administration on its policies in general, and in particular towards Iraq. Now, the reasons are quite clear in this country, at least, in France. The accusations which were formulated by the administration in America are just not credible in this country. The press, the media, the people ask for evidence, and they haven't received any hard evidence which indicates that Saddam Hussein still has weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that the administration has only contempt for the inspectors, since they say it doesn't matter what they say. The Americans have the proof, have the evidence that Saddam has weapons. But yet, it is an international body, United Nations. The inspectors are honorable and honest people, and they will come out with a report. Now, if they come out with a report saying that Saddam does have significant arms of mass destruction, I'm sure France will line up with the United States. There's no problem about that. The problem is that if they come with no evidence and they ask for more time, here in France we don't see why we shouldn't give them more time.
Ambassador Peck, you were chief of mission in Baghdad.
I was.
We're calling it a rift. What is this rift in international opinion doing to the process?
Well, the rift that you started talking about, you mentioned France and Germany and Britain and the U.S., but I think it's much, much larger than that. As far as I am aware, there is only one country in the world that considers Iraq to be a serious, right now, major threat, and that's the United States. It's reasonably clear to me that if we were to drop it, so would Great Britain. So if we are the only people that see this enormous threat, either we are right and the rest of the world is wrong, or the rest of the world has some points that we should carefully consider but thus far seem to be unwilling to look at, such as, where's the threat? If you have inspectors on the ground, if you've got forces all around the place, since we know the economy is prostrate and the military is toothless, what is this threat? And I guess that one of my major concerns is that the administration and the media have succeeded in shifting American public opinion away from the fact that it's always been about regime change. And the weapons of mass destruction has just been tacked on at the end here because all the other excuses they've come up with have proved to be meaningless.
Ambassador Rouleau? How long can the containment of Iraq last, in your judgment?
Well, the French government is suggesting that the inspection should be prolonged indefinitely. It shouldn't be limited for a period of time of 6 months or a year. It could go on for years. I mean, if the United Nations decides it, there's no reason why we shouldn't contain it for until things get clearer and clearer.
Ambassador Rouleau?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's irresistible to point out that UN inspectors have been thrown out of Iraq by Saddam Hussein before.
Yes, but you mustn't forget that they were thrown out because there was a problem about, and it was admitted that there were some CIA agents amongst the inspectors. I mean, there were some reasons. And if you remember that, in their report, when they came out from Iraq, they did say that they discovered and destroyed 98% of Iraq's capabilities of producing any kind of weapon of mass destruction. Now, if this is true, and I think it is, we are talking about the 2% which were not discovered, and we are talking of what Iraq could have done within the past, 4 years? And the statement of Mr. Cheney a few weeks ago is very strange. He stated that even if there was no proof, the fact there was no proof doesn't mean that Iraq hasn't got weapons, which is something very strange. I mean, how can any court, forget about the United Nations, accept such an argument from a prosecutor?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Peck, I know you were there, stationed there some time ago.
Yes, sir.
Under a different president. But what's your judgment? Do you believe Iraq has weapons of mass destruction?
Well, I would imagine that they would probably like to have them, because most other countries in the world would as well. It's one of the things that nations feel they need to do either to protect themselves or to advance their policies. Mm-hmm. But it seems reasonably clear that if you're going to have, for example, chemical weapons, you have to have vast quantities. There's no sense having 3 quarts. I mean, you've got to have thousands of gallons, and you don't produce those in your garage. That is why the United States and the United Nations is reasonably clear that there is no atomic facility in operation, because you can't hide it underground or anywhere else. But if it's biologicals you're worried about, then you get down to anthrax. That you can do in the garage. Well, if you're looking for 5-pound bags of anthrax, how do you stop looking? My concern with the inspectors, and by the way, if I might correct the record, the inspectors were withdrawn by the United States, not by the United Nations, in 1998, the night before we started bombing Iraq.
Ambassador Rouleau.
Yes?
What do you make of the fact that most of the nations in Europe, in fact, are supporting the United States and UK in NATO? Czech Republic, Poland, Spain, Italy, Denmark. It's really just France and Germany who are out of the fold at this point, isn't it?
Now, these small nations you mentioned are very dependent on the United States, have high hopes the United States will help them financially and politically and economically. But in the European Union, I can assure you that besides Spain, Italy, and Great Britain, and maybe the Dutch government, 4 out of 15 are supporting the American line. The others are not. And the French and the Germans were really expressing views which were widespread within the other 11 governments.
Mm-hmm. But
even in Great Britain, you know about that.
Absolutely,
a large part of
the
public is against it.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that only France and Germany have the kind of economic independence to express themselves this way?
Well, amongst other things, but I think they do express it in the name of many members of the European Union.
Ambassador Peck, what are your concerns if hostilities come? And let's say that the U.S. and U.K. prevail in a short period of time. Are you still concerned about what the effects would be?
Yeah, very definitely concerned. The last time we fought in Iraq, we had the support of the world, including the very necessary support of the other countries in the region, at least politically. Mm-hmm. If you go to war now, when everyone, as Ambassador Rouleau has said, seriously questions the threat, and when the United States and the United Kingdom have imposed on Iraq and its people severe suffering for the last 12 years, including a bombing whenever we feel like it in the north and in the south, the problem starts from this. No one has given the right to the United States to determine who rules Iraq. The people are frightened. You know, who's next after that? And after you do it, and we can, What happens then? And that's the real question that people in my business, my former business, used to need to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. You know, who takes over the government? Who runs it? Does the country implode, which is a catastrophe, or explode, which is a disaster? Certainly you're not going to expect the Iraqi opposition, the finest opposition that money can buy, to go in and represent the Iraqi people. They are the mercenary enemies. So we gain nothing and lose potentially a lot. You will increase terrorism exponentially from around the world, and there's no way in the world to protect yourself, as you may know. That doesn't make them right and us wrong, but their perception is that we are hostile, dangerous, deadly. And for that, they are prepared to consider, apparently, killing and dying.
Can I confirm every single word Ambassador Peck has just said? Because I've just come back from a tour in the Gulf States, and it's exactly what he has described. And these people, many of them at least, they admire the United States, they admire even its freedoms, although they don't have freedoms within their states, their way of life, the culture, yet they have a lot of concerns right now, fears that what the president administration is going to do is going to create chaos in the area.
Ambassador Eric Rouleau speaking with us from Paris. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling me.
And former Ambassador Edward Peck in our studios. Thank you, Ambassador.
My pleasure, sir.
¶¶